I want to go to Dundonald now and talk about something that they are celebrating or about to celebrate in relation to the hospital in Dundonald. The Southeastern Health and Social Care Trust and Macmillan Cancer Support are working in partnership to invest in the region of about £3 million in chemotherapy and support services at the Ulster Hospital in Dundonald. I want to speak to Paula Keeley, who is the Strategic Partnership Manager for Macmillan in this part of the world. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Paula. What will this mean in relation to the Ulster Hospital compared to what services are available there now?
Well, I mean, there are excellent cancer services available here at the Ulster Hospital, and no doubt about that. And they're being delivered by really skilled and dedicated staff. But we know that the environment in which the chemotherapy is delivered here at the Ulster Hospital could be improved. So the Trust had approached Macmillan, and we have a very long-standing partnership relationship with Southeastern Trust and an excellent relationship with them, and have delivered and, I suppose, developed a whole range of services for people with cancer. And we were really excited to get involved here. So what we're doing is we're redesigning the service, and we are developing and building a brand new state-of-the-art chemotherapy unit, which will be future-proofed, because we know that there are increasing numbers of people that are being diagnosed with cancer every day. And it will also, you know, look at how the service is delivered. It'll make a real difference to patients, because we know that the environment in which patients receive their care, it has an impact not only on their experience, but it also significantly impacts on their outcomes. So what we're designing here, as I say, is a warm and welcoming environment, which will still be a clinical environment, but we will be bringing that added value. So there will be the use of light, the use of artwork, and really high quality interior design finishes and fantastic views that we have here over at the Ulster Hospital of the moat and Scrabble Tower, etc. So using all of that to really create an environment that supports the person themselves, and I guess, I suppose, reduces anxiety at a time when we know that, you know, cancer can be devastating, and the diagnosis, as I say, can change your whole life, not just physically, but also, you know, the people's finances, how they are able to pay their bills, how they're able to work, you know, just getting the information that they need at the right time that's tailored for them. So that's why we're so excited that within this new facility, we will be also developing a Macmillan Information and Support Centre. And people can go there. It'll be a nice quiet haven. They can get a cup of tea. They can sit down and they can talk to one of the staff or volunteers. And, you know, they can receive the support that they need. There'll be complementary therapies. There'll be wig fitting services. And it's really about giving them all the support to find their best way through.
You make it sound like the environment in which you're being treated is very important, even making reference to the artwork. There'll be people listening who'll be saying, you know, money is so tight, we shouldn't be adding fancy frills. But you believe that general environment, the feel good, is part of the healing process.
Yeah, I mean, we know that from experience, Frank. I mean, and we have worked with people who are living with cancer and have been affected by cancer. And I suppose they're at the heart of everything that we do. So they really help to inform the design of the facilities that we provide. And I suppose that's one of the added values that Macmillan can bring along, because, you know, we do know that, and the evidence shows us that it doesn't just impact on the experience that people have, but it can improve their outcomes so they can do better. And that's why we feel that art and light and just the quality of the finishes is so, so important. Because you can imagine whenever you're walking into a chemotherapy unit, you know, after being diagnosed with cancer, you know, that's a very frightening experience. And that's what people tell us who have a cancer diagnosis. And we want to make sure that when they come into that environment, that's able to reduce their anxiety, that they receive welcome and that they have privacy and dignity, And they have some choice and control as well. So there'll be wide open spaces and there'll be other more private spaces. So, you know, and using technology to make sure that people have choice in terms of the environment. So it does really, really impact on people's outcomes and the experience that they have. And I suppose just wraps the support around them to make sure that, that you know, that they can have their needs met and, you know, be cared for in the best possible place.
And just briefly, Paula, when will all this come to fruition?
Well, we're really excited, and we're going to contract early this summer, and we're expecting this to take about 12 to 15 months. So end of summer next year, it will be operational, Frank, and hopefully we'll invite you back to hear all about it and maybe even get a tour of the environment.
And should we love to see it, because it sounds like a very exciting project. Should we read anything into the fact that Macmillan is providing so much of the funding, considering Macmillan's a charity and we'd expect the NHS to be providing the funding?
Well, Macmillan work in partnership with all of the trusts across Northern Ireland. And this is what we are all about, really. It's about bringing added value. I mean, we want to make sure that people living with cancer in Northern Ireland get the very best services and the very best experience and in the very best environment. And that's why we are so excited and happy to be contributing to this. And we know that, that there are very challenging times within health and social care. So, you know, Macmillan are here to walk alongside as a partner, bringing along our expertise and our experience, as well as the 2.5 million that we're contributing to this project.
Okay, Paula, thank you very much indeed. Paula Keeley, who is with Macmillan, ongoing development of a new project at the Ulster Hospital across at Dundonald.